Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
What you doing? Good. What's going on with you today?
You know, it's been a long week of podcasting, and we are reaching the end of it. We just have Next Gen New York City and Orange County, and then put up the feet for some R&R. So I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm excited. But I also, like, the darkness in the back of the tunnel is also really great, because this is really fun stuff to do. But still, it's like it's almost Friday. I feel it in my bones. No more podcasting.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
I think I'm going to try to sew. I haven't sewn in so long. So I'm going to try to like dedicate some time to sew. I'm going to make a cake this afternoon. I'm really excited. I'm just like ready to luxuriate. What about you?
Yes. My friends invited me to a rave and I was like, you're still inviting me to raves, huh? So I don't know.
Throwback to 25 years ago.
Well, I don't know. I call it a rave. It's like a big gay dance party. But to me, I just don't call it a rave. But it's like something downtown on Saturday. But girl, I don't know. Because, you know, these days 10 o'clock comes around and I'm one of those who embraces being old in a way. You know, obviously I just got plastic surgery, but I embrace it mostly. Like, I really do like to just go to bed at 10, get up as the sun rises. So I don't know that I can do a rave thing, especially without drugs, you know, because back in the day you would stay up all night because you were on drugs. So
feel like I'm not going to take my 47-year-old self to a rave. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do that.
I still go to them sometimes with them. I always have a good time, but we'll see. Nice. We'll see. When is the cutoff point where I say this is enough? I don't know that I've reached it yet, but we'll see this weekend. But today is Next Gen NYC season 2, episode 5, Brooklyn Horror Story. Oh, if you want this on video, patreon.com. That's where you get all our videos. Just search Watch What Crappens on there. You get bonus episodes. This week was personal stories, stuff we've got going on in our lives. And that's also where you get our free newsletter. It's like a weekly blog where I make fun of these shows in writing. And also, what else is over there? A Discord server where you guys can talk to each other. Amazon Live is Monday at 1:30 p.m. We do those every Monday. This is Pacific time. And then Monday at 5:30 p.m., we do Crappy Hour, which is our live show talking with you guys about all the Bravo headlines. Find links to all of that over at our Instagram, link in bio.
Yeah, this is gonna be a big Crappy Hour this week. We got a lot of Bravo goss coming out. A lot of stuff happening over in Salt Lake City. That's for sure.
A lot of breakups. Stuff happening in Salt Lake City. So here we go. Next Gen NYC. So I guess Riley has just left Ariana's, where she had a conversation with Ariana about last week. Man, people are really, really got upset with all the Riley stuff, huh?
Yeah, people were really upset. In fact, people were actually even a little upset at us for actually kind of giving her some grace. People were like, she's a drunk asshole. Like, you don't have to talk about like her hard upbringing. She was just a drunk asshole. And let me tell you something. I agree. She was being a drunk asshole. But I think we were talking about like, I think we just started digging in. And that's where we got with that. But yeah, she was being a drunk asshole. That's what it was. We've all seen those 23-year-old drunk assholes. And that's what she was. And Candy was not happy about it.
I don't know.
No,
I do give her grace. As you know, she grew up on our TVs. Like, we've seen Riley since she's a little baby. And also, I watch The Valley. I watch all this other Bravo shit where they are so fucking vile to each other that I'm sorry. I can't lose my mind about Riley getting drunk and being snotty
I'm not going to lose my mind about it. It was just one of those things like, oh, wow, Riley. So the thing that drove me nuts with Riley is that she'll heavily imply something. And then when someone says, well, I never said, well, I think they sort of like address the thing that she heavily applies. She goes, I never said that. That's what drives me nuts.
Yeah.
If someone did that to me over and over again, I'd be like, okay, we're not friends anymore.
Well, that's what happened last week. But Riley's not even in this episode. She's out of there.
That's because this entire episode takes place in the same night. It's pretty much a bottle
episode.
Yeah,
and she left.
Yeah, and she left to go back to Atlanta. As people on the internet were saying, Candy was like, you get back here right this minute, young lady. There are headlines about you. Not under my watch.
We start at that last scene, and the girls are getting ready. It's for Halloween, guys. It's for the Rocky Horrors in whatever rapid waters. Like, no one knows what this is. You guys spend your entire life on the phone. All you do is stare at your phones and worry about who's liking what and texting each other. There's a search function on your phone. Fucking Google it. It's a theme party. Google the theme.
Also, like, I know they want to paint it like this is like something for old people. Like, what is like the Rocky Picture Horror Picture? And it's like, I get that you're trying to paint it that way, but I was not alive during the prime of Rocky Horror. So, like, we all found out about it many years ago. It's really not that hard to know about it. It just like requires like the most minimal shred of pop culture awareness to know about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, it's a 1975 movie. So I was when I found out what it was a thing for old people. You're like, oh,
yeah,
you know, if something it was our like, parents used to dance around to and sing along to and dress up like, okay, weirdos. And then they show it at a screening. And, you know, eventually, I mean, maybe it's a gay, you know, maybe it's because I'm a gay, but that was eventually we all got dragged to it at some point and it was fun, you know?
Right. But it's like if the event was themed like Delta Burke sings El DeBarge, I'd be like, that's fair. That's definitely a moment. That's like the 1980s right there. And like if you weren't part of the 80s, you were like, this makes no sense to you. But the Rocky Horror Picture Show is like an enduring pop culture thing from generation to generation. And it's not an old person thing. It's just a thing that's out there. So like for the fact that they're all just like so bothered by almost burdened by the fact that they have to learn this new pop culture element is so hilarious to me.
Yeah. They're just out of touch people in general. And also, speaking of, they have to go to Brooklyn. What?
I know. I was like, are you still thinking about Delta Burke singing El DeBarge?
I am. And I was like, is this too early to go off the rails? We barely talked about this show, but I was thinking about Delta Burke. Like post designing women, and she went on some talk show and they're like, what have you been doing, Delta? How are things? She's like, I'm just so happy. Here's what I do now all day long. I shellac things. I'm obsessed with shellacking things. Look at this. This is a rose from my garden. I shellacked it. And it's just this hard rock, you know? She's like, then that way things don't die. You just can shellac them. I made some cookies that I liked one time and I didn't, you know, they were so good. I wanted to remember them. So I shellacked one. Look, it's a cookie I shellacked. And the hosts are just looking at her like, wow. That's incredible, Delta. It's so good that we have Delta here. Could we get somebody to pick up fucking kids?
Someone check it on Gerald McRaney and make sure he's not under a coating of shellac. So
here's my favorite chihuahua. I loved him so much. I had him shellac. Like, whoa, Delta.
They're still getting ready for this Rocky Horror experience in Brooklyn. As you started to mention, they are horrified that they have to go deep into Brooklyn. And honestly, I get it. We are a podcast that talks frequently about the horrors of having to drive to places like Marina del Rey or to Santa Clarita. So I cannot at all begrudge anyone having to go from, you know, Manhattan to deep Brooklyn. I get it.
I don't even know if it was deep Brooklyn. They keep saying it was
the house of yes. Where's the House of Yes? The House of Yes is located in Bushwick. Is Bushwick? I know I've heard of Bushwick. I may have even been to it, but I don't know. I actually don't really know where it is. But it's a 1 minute walk from the Jefferson Street station on the L train. How about that? You know Brooklyn because you used to live there, right?
Yeah, but I lived in Williamsburg, which was, I think, the first stop off of the L. So it wasn't really, you know, this. I wasn't in deep
Brooklyn.
Like they're making this sound. So I didn't learn all the Brooklyn stops. You know, I knew my neighborhood and that was pretty much it. So they're like mortified because they're like rich and they have to go to Brooklyn, which, you know, is a standard Bravo trope. And yep. So they're all trying to, well, they're not trying to figure it out. They're just complaining that they don't know what it is. Rocky Horror, that is. So Brooks calls his sister Chloe and his mom Meredith, and they have a family family group talk about how crazy it is that we have to do something about the Rocky Horror chocolate whatever.
And he's like, I don't care. I just like want chocolate. And because it says on screen, like he's been corrected several times. And he's like, what do I wear? And Chloe's like, Rocky Horror? Is that like a movie or something? Yeah, it's a movie. Ew, gross. I know, gross. I thought it was like a chocolate factory. Should we call mom? She's an icon. Yeah, call mom. So Meredith gets on. She's like, hello, how are you doing? I'm just here celebrating the fact that Seth and I are still married, and it's not an indictment on anyone else on our cast, but we are sticking through it, and isn't it just a little bit of karma that the people who try to break us apart are going through their own troubles? That's not directed at anyone specifically. I'm just pointing it out as a general thing that when you come after people, sometimes it's karma can bite you in the ass. Anyway, what were you saying, son?
Brooksing, could you hold on for just a second? Karma's calling on the other line, and I just want to see what they have to say.
So he's like, have you ever heard of Rocky or whatever?
It's like, picture show? Yes, Brooksie.
What even is it?
All right, just look at 90% of the outfits I've worn on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and you'll fit right in.
Okay, that's cool. Hold on a second. George is calling. Should I add her too? They're like, yes, of course. So George is like, hi. Oh my God, I'm on with Meredith Marks. She's like, welcome to the family chat. You are now cordially invited to hold a part of a lemon while we slice it next time you come to Salt Lake City.
Georgia, what are your opinions on bean salad?
Oh my God, like I love the Brooks thing. And Georgia tells us, I love the Brooks family, like Meredith is amazing, and then like Seth Marks gives like good pep talks. He's always like posting things on Instagram story, and I'm like screenshotting them because they've inspired me so much. I'm like a Seth Marks fan. And we see Seth giving like doing one of his silly things where he's like, hi, it's me, Seth Marks. I'm walking through the Chicago O'Hare Airport, and here's the thing. When life gives you a brioche doré, don't be afraid to walk in and say, hey, it's a delicious sandwich. Okay, have a great day, everyone.
Just remember, the sun cannot come into your life if you don't open your shades. Open your shades. Life is sunny. Thank you. That's it.
When you're, just remember, next time you're feeling pain, all you have to do is call it pan. And now you're at Obon Pan. Delicious sandwiches when you're traveling through O'Hare. Okay, everyone.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they talk a little bit about the Rocky Horror Show. It's like crazy. And Georgia's like, you don't know what that is? Like, it's like iconic. Did you watch Glee? Okay, here's what I've noticed about Georgia. I don't know why it took me this long. I've always noticed Georgia has kind of dead eyes, you know, like big black eyes. But I never noticed that only her lower mouth moves. Her upper mouth doesn't move at all. I was trying to do that. It as I watch the show. But like if you watch the show, only the lower part of her mouth moves, and her upper lip always stays the exact same shape and never moves at all.
It's like a masquerade mask.
It's cool. Yeah, it's kind of like
I love
only animated her hair down.
I love Georgia. I think Georgia continues to be the breakout star of the show. She is such reality gold. Everything about her just amuses me left and right. So I love here that her her response to Brooks is not to go onto Wikipedia or use Google like any sane human would be. She's like, Do you watch Glee? Because they did an episode that was like Rocky Horror Picture Show. So like maybe you could just like watch that episode. Meanwhile, they're like getting ready for the party that's in 45 minutes. And he's like, I love how you think I've got like hours to prepare. Like you just got to sit down and watch an episode of Glee to get ready for the stupid thing.
So now they have another competing party going on, you guys. It's the Freck Ball. It's huge. And
how'd the Freck get mixed up in this episode? It's so ridiculous.
The influencers are invited to the Freck. So sorry if you couldn't score an invite, guys, but it's huge. And Amira's going to have a whole night of Ubers because, of course, she was invited to the Freck Ball. Duh.
Duh. Only the top movers and shakers go to the Freck. So Georgia is like, I really like Rowan, so I'm going to go to Brooklyn for her from like the Upper East Side, which is like a lot. And Rowan's like, yeah, we were supposed to go to the Freck. And then like last minute, we were like, maybe let's just like go to the House of Yes. And Shy says, wait, I wasn't supposed to go to the Freck. Were you invited to the Freck? I mean, I don't even know what the Freck is. That's crazy. What is the Freck? Like, what are people saying the Freck? Are you trying to say fuck? Because you're saying Freck? I don't understand things. I'm shy.
I don't even know what the Freck is. So everyone else is putting on makeup and getting ready to go. And Amira is saying, yeah, you know, Ariana has so much going on in her life right now. She started something with Liam. Then we see a flashback to the closet making with Liam and Ariana, guys. There's going to be a Disney movie made about it. It was like romance. It's huge.
Yeah. They're like, okay, let's do a Disney movie about what we... So he's like, he's kind of like a knight in shining armor. He's like almost like a Prince Charming, and they're building a closet. Okay, I've got a name. My prince is in the closet. No? Is that... Why is everyone looking at me like that? That's not... That title doesn't land.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, this is such a straight storyline, like constructing a closet, you know, when gays are like, come on, let's get through this. Let me help you deconstruct your closet.
I know. Such a gay-friendly show. Why are you building a closet? It's not right. So Amira's like, and by the way, there's also like Hudson looming over all of this. And we see, you know, the big thing is that Shy had told Hudson, like, by the way, if you come to my party tomorrow, you might see Ariana and Liam flirting. So be prepared, bro. Be prepared. And Hudson's like, what? But I established boundaries.
Yeah. And Ariana notices, well, she tells us about Hudson's Instagram going crazy because she broke up with him and he went from just being this humble, sweet guy who posted Bible verses to being like, oh, look at my Ferrari. Look at all my money. Look at all my chains. Look at all my designer stuff, you guys.
Talk about chains. Talk about drama. Talk about Ferraris. Talk about small dick. So then Shy
people say that you become your mother, but they don't tell you that your ex-boyfriend becomes your mother.
Their mommy strikes again. So so Shy is like, he's like, yeah, Hudson's Instagram when he was dating Ariana. I mean, it was like, I love Jesus. And now it's kind of like cars, partying, cars, a little bit of Jesus. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, they're still, like, and Charlie.
It's sorry, like, there's still some Bible in there.
Don't yeah, Charlie says, I mean, they it's my understanding that there is still Bible stuff on that Instagram.
I was too busy torturing an Italian, but I have been told that while I was zapping him with the ends of a lamp wire, that Hudson did in fact post a Bible verse.
Yeah, God, I was just getting this guy's pinky off with a cigar clipper. I read a Ephesians post, so that was fun. And then Ariana is talking to, is it Ariana or Ariana? I never pronounce this name right. I call Ariana from Vanderpump Rules Ariana all the time.
Ariana from Vanderpump Rules. Is it Ariana? I always call her Ariana from
I call her Ariana.
I call her Ariana.
But everyone else is like, you're always pronouncing her name wrong. It's Ariana.
Is Ariana mad at us? Like all these years, she's like, pronouncing.
Yeah, all these years, you assholes. Sorry for adding a little regality to the plume. So they're talking about Hudson, And Ariana is like, I don't know who he's fucking, you know, but then there's this girl on his story and she's wearing his sweatshirt, but she's wearing my slippers. She's like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, I mean, I don't even care if you're fucking the girl, but you're disrespecting my slippers.
I mean, we saw what happened in Cinderella. Okay. Don't disrespect the slips. Mira goes, oh my God. Like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't even know. I don't even care if you're like fucking the girl, but don't disrespect my belongings, specifically the slippers.
Yeah. So then Ariana is wearing like tight white skin, you know, like tights type things. And she bends over and says, am I on my period?
So then Shy is like, back to present. Shy is like, he's at the venue, by the way. He's like, is everyone coming? Like, what's going on? Where is everyone? And Ariana telling us how, like, today's been a lot. I wasn't expecting the Riley conversation to go in any way that it did. And on top of that, my friend Shy just pulled some bullshit. And earlier we see that Amira and Ariana are FaceTiming. And Ariana's like, I don't think that Hudson is coming tonight because I got a text from him saying that he left. But then Shy called me earlier and was like, I told him that Liam's been flirting with you. So Amira's like, so maybe that's why he's not coming. The mystery continues.
Yeah, and Ariana's getting pissed because Shy used to be nice and he's supposed to be her friend. And now he's like producer plant messy pants all over the place, butting up to her boyfriend and trying to be friends with him. She's like, what the fuck? And she's getting pissed. But then Shy's like, yeah, she's really cool about it. Like, we talked on the phone. Like, I mean, I think she gets it. It's like, she appreciates what I did. Like, I'm totally fine with the cast. Why are you guys asking me all these pointed questions?
Yeah, seriously. So Ariana's like, I'm pissed. I was honestly in shock. You're supposed to be my friend, motherfucker. And you're going to betray my personal life, my trust, my everything. I don't get it. But not going to bring it up at the party with Shy and Rowan are throwing together because we can deal with this on our own time. Or alternatively, I will literally bring it up at the party that they're throwing. I'll do the exact opposite. I'm going to do one of two things. I'm either going to not bring it up at the party or I will bring it up at the party. I guess I'll have to see America.
And cut to a Seth Marks video, like, no one wins with confrontation ends, which kind of rhymes if you think about it. And if you go through life and you're not even realizing that you're rhyming, that means you're leaving poetry as a little trail wherever you go.
So Brick shows up at Rocky Horror at the House of Yes, and he's like, wait. He goes up to Shy and goes, wait, am I the first one here? And Shy's like, I'm here. Oh, well, are you a big like Rocky Horror fan? He's like, yeah. I mean, I told my mom I was going this and she was like, you're not in the know. I was like, you're right. I don't even know. Like Rocky Horror? Is it like bad horror? That's like very up and down. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even get it.
I'm sorry. Am I the first one here?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, right. Have you ever heard of Rocky Chocolates?
And so then when he says he's not in the know, Brooks goes, what are you not in the know of what? He goes, for the show. He's like, oh, tonight? He's like, yeah, tonight, because we're watching the show. He's like, oh, it's in there? Yeah, it's a show. We're watching. We're sitting down. We're watching a show. Oh, this is a musical? Like Brooks's brain is just not allowing him to process the fact that they will be watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. He's like, I love musicals. I was in a musical when I was a kid. I was 7. Pirate Queen. It was fun.
I played a pirate who disengaged. It was great. They told me to walk the plank and I was like, ew. So then I went downstairs and sat on a barrel of rum.
It started off kind of bad because at the first rehearsal, my mom heard what the play was and she marched in and she said, how dare you label my son?
So Amira gets into her Uber up in Upper East Side. She's like, let me get the frick out of here. Someone had to make the joke somewhere. And Georgia is with her boyfriend, Prez, and they're just like talking about like, what time are we going to go to bed? Like 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock right now. Like, whatever. So, and then Amira is telling Kevin, like, I'm going to get in the back of this van because I don't want you to sit next to that fucking Cut Fitness. Don't sit.
Damn. Down. So she's like, yeah, it's Halloween. Like, you know, like, you don't want to, like, have to sit next to people you don't like. Like, it's scary enough without having to sit next to Georgia. I mean, Georgia's pretty scary, am I right? Okay. And then she moves it into Georgia's like a germ. You just can't avoid her. You're going to catch her eventually. And sometimes it might make you sick. And then, you know, other people will get it. And like, you're like, wear a mask. But then you're like, I don't want to. I'm going to the Frick. Forgot what I was talking about. I'm very busy. I've got a lot of jobs.
Yeah. And so she's like, Amira's upset because Georgia's story is a bit inconsistent. Is it Charlie or is it the gay grapevine that she found out about Amira complaining that Georgia was getting too close to Kevin? So then Liam and his buddies arrive at the venue. So it's Liam and Kendall and Jackson. And remember last week or so, I said, Kendall Jackson sounds like a wine. It is a wine. There is a wine named Kendall Jackson. Another thing that people, many people.
Wait, we knew that already. Didn't we know? Of course, Kendall Jackson's a wine. I didn't tell you Kendall Jackson's a wine.
It's maybe like, you did.
That's expensive wine that you get at the store. Man, I'm really out of it. I'm so sorry.
Well,
didn't lead you on the Kendall Jackson path.
Well, here's another thing to add to it. One thing that we did not talk about, one thing that was not discussed at all, that several people DM'd me about, maybe they DM'd you too, is that Jackson of Kendall and Jackson, who we only saw fleetingly, he is the son of Spike Lee. How about that?
Yeah, I didn't put everything together either. Well, there you know.
Just want to show that this is a real... real next gen situation, right?
Who's Spike Lee? Is that a musical?
Spike Lee? Is that like an adverb? I did something Spike Lee? What does that mean? I don't get it.
Oh, so Liam gets to the venue. Everybody's saying hi. He's like, hey, yeah, it's me. I'm an actor. So, yeah, that's just look on your list. You're going to see actor. And that's me. All right. Thanks, Tits. Yeah, thanks.
Hey, guys. Alan. Sorry, sometimes I just say Alan, short for Alan Wrench. Just reminds me that I know how to do hardware. So, yeah, put together an IKEA closet the other day. I'm an actor, but I'm also a closet maker, and I volunteer at the Firefighters Union of Lake George, where I put out fires made by poorly constructed closets. It's just what I do. A lot of facets. Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Got that too.
House of Yes, deep in Brooklyn, like we couldn't find somewhere in Manhattan. Man, come on. Like, I mean, it's like 20 minutes to Williamsburg Dumbo, okay? Like, House of Yes is not in Williamsburg or Dumbo. So it's like the fuck you part of Brooklyn. It's not the cool millionaires have taken over and gentrified it part, okay?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I think I'm getting a call from Soderbergh. Hold on. Oh, wait, it's just spam likely. I saw the yes and I just immediately assumed. Okay, so we're here, guys. We're here. Actor is here. And then... meanwhile, Amira and Georgia are horrified because they are really deep into Brooklyn. And they're like, this is really far. And Georgia says, I don't go into Brooklyn unless I invoice, honestly. Like, next time, I'm invoicing.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Now, Georgia, where were you going to build Club? Your brutalist bowling alley. Do you think that was going to be a Manhattan club? That's a deep in Brooklyn club.
That's a Brooklyn club for sure. Also, the House of Yes is another missed thing from these guys on this show, because that's a great movie with Parker Posey. So check it out. It's like a great class from that time. Great class. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to make a bad pun. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You can move forward. I'm telling you right now.
So this Rocky Horror Show is not the Rocky Horror Show. It's just a Rocky Horror themed show. And it is very Brooklyn show. This is very, it's Brooklyn.
It's themed. It's not I thought they were doing the show.
I don't think so, because it starts with a big, doesn't it start with a big logo of the mat, like someone, a puppet. It's like a giant human puppet of the mouth with the tongue coming out and licking the stage. I don't think it's the show. I think it's a like themed night based on the show, but I don't know. Maybe because they didn't play the music from it.
Yeah, I don't know. There was definitely, they definitely put up something on the screen to be like, this music that you're hearing is not Rocky Horror Picture Show, but I thought that was because they don't have the rights to play the Rocky Horror music. But there was the lips thing. But I don't know. I've actually never seen the stage show.
I have. Maybe that was part of it, and I just forgot it. I don't know. I just assumed it was kind of a Rocky Horror themed thing. I don't know. What the fuck?
I think we should have a representative from the House of Yes. But the thing is this, they can't refute you. They're like, well, Ronnie is wrong, but unfortunately we're the House of Yes. So we just have to be like, yes,
that's right.
Parker Posey can come out as the representative from House of Yes because she was in that movie. She can be like, like you don't even gotta click.
Oh, God bless. So yeah, the show is happening and it's a lot of, are they there yet? Are they there yet? Have they arrived yet? When are they going to get here? Have they ever arrived? Are they here? Who's here? Who's not here? What's happening? Brooks goes, I love how random this is. Wow. And Shy tells us, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is like a cult classic. It's like very audience interactive. I was like, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the rundown there, Shy. I was not well aware. Your show that is like playing to all like 30 and 40 year olds.
Yeah. So Charlie and Hudson are talking about whether or not Hudson's coming. It turns out he had the 9:30 flight out of there. And Shai's like, I have this whole conversation with Hudson where I tattletailed on his girlfriend for dating, like maybe dating the new guy. And like, then he treats me like this. He doesn't even like text me before he gets on his private jet.
It's your fault, Shy. You shouldn't have done it in the first place. And now you learn the hard way. Now you see where you stand on the totem pole.
Rich people don't text their lackeys to say goodbye.
They don't.
So
they
don't. Be less ready to be used by rich assholes.
Until you have your chicken dynasty, you will not be getting a text back. So yeah, then
until your parents find extreme success in fried somethings. Watch your goddamn mouth.
I like Gia arriving with some girls, and she's like, I really, really am like rocking this Rocky Horror theme. I'm so Rocky Horror right now. Gia just looks like Gia. She's like, I'm so Rocky Horror. Or as I call it, Louis standing on gravel. Get it? So Ariana is like, yeah, you look hot as fuck. You look great. She's like, so do you. So then Shy is like sitting with Liam and he's like, hey, how was your date with Ariana? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like your closet building date. And Charlie goes, oh yeah, by the way, full disclosure, you've been aired out while we were playing pool recently. And, you know, Liam is trying to fuck Ariana. That's what we were saying. Just so you know.
Like, whoa. Wouldn't take it like that. Take it easy. I'm just getting to know her. I mean, if I were you guys, I would say famous actor also knows how to build closets. And Ariana was there. So you're welcome. Do you have a pen? I'll sign your shirt.
Charlie's like, unfortunately, Sharpie doesn't really work on this bulletproof vest that I'm wearing for no good reason. But devil's advocate, because Charlie's dressed so... He looks so ridiculous. This entire episode, he's in this like vest. It's just the craziest look. And so he's like, devil's advocate, bro. You know, like Hudson's our boy, okay? Because he's rich. And like somebody fucking like his ex-girlfriend, like that's not kosher, so to speak. are you in Dick Tracy all of a sudden? Like, hey, don't you be sleeping with our boy's girlfriend. It's not kosher. We're going to have to let Flathead know.
You gotta know what neighborhood you're in before you try pulling that shit. All right, just a heads up, because this shit ain't kosher. Got me?
It's Joe Ellen's husband.
Yeah,
I love it. So then Leon's like, I'm not fucking her. What are you guys talking about? And he's like, yeah, but you might, right? Like, that's the goal, right? I mean, who builds closets for ugly people that don't want to fuck? Nobody! Okay. Ugly people are not getting free closet work done.
No, they're not. They are not. So Liam says, I think there's bro code. And then I think there's like actor's code. And I'm not sure they understand that last one. But there's also like trying to get rid of competition or trying to intimidate the new guy. But you can't intimidate me. I look sort of like a Culkin and I'm friends with a famous person's son. So I think I rest my case.
You cannot scare Stella Adler, babe. Okay. Try it again.
You can't do this to someone who's in our town.
Oh my God, our town. I can't. Please don't ever make me sit through that show again, anybody. That's just a general note to the world. So Shai's like, oh, do you see our perspective on that? Cause like he's really rich and you're not like really rich. Like you can't do that. And Liam's like, okay, get where you're coming from. Okay. But where I'm coming from is Law and Order. So, okay. I just want to get to know you guys kind of while there's camera here. And that's all I want to say about it. Hope we can put it to bed. Okay. And Ariana's like, what are you guys talking about over here? Is it me?
And Liam's like, well, Charlie and Shai pressed me about Hudson a little bit. And Ariana's like, why? It's like, well, you know, they were just saying, like, you know, he's our boy. And I'm like, all right. You know who's my boy? Any male in Mariska Hargitay's life. Because I was on Law & Order once. So I was like, what else is new, right?
It's like, what do you mean they're boys? They've like been boys for like 2 months. I mean, 2 weeks since we started filming. Now they're boys, I'm sure. Okay. So she's pissed. And she's like, oh, my God, we haven't even got on a date yet. What is everybody acting like this for? So now she's really getting pissed off at Liam.
Yeah, she's like, she's mad. And Gia's like, Gia comes over and she's like, so I want to know. Oh, I know, she doesn't come over. She's actually just trying to understand, like many people on this cast, she's still trying to understand the concept of Rocky Horror. So she's like, I want to know who Rocky is. Which one is Rocky? And Shai is like, I think it's that guy in the black. Oh, but that's not Rocky Balboa. It's like, no, it's not Rocky Balboa.
And he's like, yeah, hey, look, they're like having like an orgy or something. That's what we did at boys' night. And she goes, what? He says, sorry, bad joke. She's like, you know, something about Shai just rubs me the wrong way. Like, he's never done anything to me. But, like, he's telling my girl Ariana's personal business. Like, what the fuck? Like, Ariana's been the one to tell me to give Shai a chance. Spoke too soon, babe.
Making jokes about orgies on the stage and saying it was like boys' night. Uh-uh. So, then now they go to their after party. So they go from the house of yes to the house of after party, wherever they go. And now this is where Georgia and Ava arrive. And Georgia is wearing a pigeon mask. Of course, she chooses the dirtiest bird in New York City. And she's like, I love my costume. I just can't see a thing. That's a thing. You know, pigeons are not known for their eyesight. And then they start showing all these clips of pigeon experts. Like, it's like, oh, look, this is funny. It's like contradicting all the pigeon facts that Georgia's saying.
But it is funny that Georgia dresses like the dirty rat bird of New York.
Yeah.
When her reputation is like she doesn't wash her hands. But she dresses like this dirty poop bird of New York. By the way, I had to look up this show because it's been making me crazy. Is it Rocky Horror? Is it not Rocky Horror? Is it a Rocky Horror theme? It's in my head right now and I had to correct it. So I came to search it here on Google. So look at me. I'm already too much for this cast. I'll tell you that. It says, A House of Yes in Brooklyn, the beloved cult classic, gets a wild immersive makeover with Lips, Rocky Horror Live. The highly theatrical event features aerial acrobatics, circus performances, burlesque, and live shout-alongs.
So sounds like it's not the actual show, right?
Yeah, it's like an experience based on the show. I know that you guys were dying to know, so you're welcome.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something else. She's a pigeon. Mm. And look, I have a book called Pigeons, and it's the fascinating saga of the world's most revered and reviled bird, pigeons.
You do? Is it about how to cook them and turn them into a what do you have a pigeon book for?
Well, I went to Powell's Books. You know what's actually hilarious? It's when we went to Powell's Books like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And I saw it there and I was like, huh, This seems like a fun thing. It'd be fun to learn about pigeons because, you know what? I actually do love a pigeon. I just think that they're gross. They're gross, but I love them, if that makes sense. Like, I don't like how they shit everywhere. I wouldn't want to touch them, but I do enjoy their vibe. I like that they're city birds. I don't know. I enjoy a pigeon in a weird way. And I just like, I want to learn about pigeons. And then I got the book and I promptly never read it. But here's a description. They have been worshipped as fertility goddesses and revered as symbols of peace. Domesticated since the dawn of man, they have been crucial to wartime communications for every major historical superpower from ancient Egypt to the United States and are credited with saving thousands of lives. One delivered the results of the first Olympics in 776 BC, and another brought the news of Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo more than 2,500 years later. So I don't get that. But anyway, the point is this is a book that's going to tell us all about pigeons, and Georgia should read it, and then she would understand a little bit more about her Halloween costume.
Pigeons have been like the center of communication for like centuries. Pigeons were basically the TikTok at that time.
Pigeons were. It just took a really long time to upload your story.
There are like so many pigeons who have repeated the elbow dancing of famous queens throughout history.
Oh, yet the amazing pigeon is reviled today as a rat with wings. How did we come to misunderstand one of mankind's most steadfast companions?
Yeah, I know people are going to rag on me for calling them the poop bird of New York, but, you know, when you live in New York, they're known as, like, the flying rat.
I mean, they are.
You know, that's it.
Let's be honest,
not like
they are.
Pigeons aren't great. I mean, what are you going to do? I'm just saying it's funny that in New York, they're a New York staple. Obviously, they're everywhere, but it's just funny that she dressed like the bird that everyone's like, ew, it's dirty. It's a poop bird. It's a rat.
It is a poop bird. Let's be honest. This is the pigeon that does many wonderful and interesting things, but it is ultimately, it's not almost even its fault. It's just that it chose to live in New York City and in all cities. And so it's just around all the garbage and just collects it. But if it were if it moved out to the countryside, it'd be a beautiful little bird.
It does live in the countryside.
Like doves.
What do you think of that?
They're basically doves, right? Right.
I don't know. I'm sorry. What the fuck? How would I know? I didn't buy that book at that bookstore.
I'll
you know what I said
book
in that bookstore? I have a Kindle. I was taking pictures of stuff that I wanted to read on my Kindle, which is fucking terrible, you know? Actually, I do buy a lot of books, but I make sure I have, if there are books I have on my Kindle, I try to find them at the used bookstore so I could have them on my shelf. So you can't just put a Kindle on your shelf, on your bookshelf, and be like, look, here's all the books I read. Scroll through. Okay, keep scrolling. So anyway, Georgia's
I'll read
like
about the pigeons
pigeon
after I'm done reading Strangers.
Okay.
I'll report back.
Pigeons are strangers. Meh. But wrap your mind around that one.
Wow. What a day.
Okay. Penguin.
Pigeons.
So Georgia.
Okay.
Pigeon. So Liam's like, is it a penguin? It's like, come on. You're from New York. It's a fucking pigeon. Okay. So she keeps telling us pigeon facts that aren't true. She's like, you know what? Fun fact. That the weird colored pigeons don't touch the New York pigeons. Is that what she's saying?
She said they're great, but don't touch the ones that have weird colors.
Oh, I see. Don't touch the ones that have colors. And we find out that birds are very little danger. And this is like a pigeon expert that they got from social media or something. It's a clip. She's like, birds are very little danger to her. It's always wise to wash your hands afterwards, generally, right? I mean, it's wise to wash your hands after doing most things in New York City. Am I right? Internet. It's like, how did they find this little clip? I mean, this crew's so good on New York City.
They really are amazing. And also, that was not a real woman. That was six pigeons standing on each other's shoulders in a trench coat with a little wig on, being like, woo-hoo, pigeons are no danger. Woo-hoo, bloop, bloop, bloop.
The original
also,
video is just like,
good luck if you feed the bread.
Yeah. Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets a name from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.